The Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine was awarded today to James Allison and Tasuku Honjo for their discoveries on how to use the body's immune system to attack cancer. Allison is the chair of immunology and executive director of the immunotherapy platform at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. And joining us now is Dr. Peter Pisters, who is president of MD Anderson. Dr. Pisters, welcome and congrats to you and your colleague on winning a Nobel Prize.
This is fantastic news, of course, for Jim, for MD Anderson, but most importantly for cancer patients around the world.
Well, tell us a little bit about James Allison's work in immune therapy to attack cancer.
Well, Dr. Allison has really dedicated his entire life and his research career to understanding how the immune system works and more specifically how it works in cancer patients and in the biologic setting of cancer. And his main insight was to understand how to block a protein on T cells that acts as a brake on their activation, in essence, enabling those T cells to be freed up to attack cancer cells.
So explain that in a way that everyday people could understand it, because you're still probably at doctor level.
Well, in our bodies, we have a group of cells that we think of as the soldiers of the immune system, the T cells. And those T cells are really held in check to ensure that those cells do not attack normal cells in our body or cause autoimmune diseases. And part of that break process also impairs the ability of those cells to attack cancer cells. And Dr. Allison really understood the underpinnings of how that break works and developed approaches to release that break so that the immune system could, in essence, target and attack the cancer.
And so what has that meant for cancer treatment in general?
Well, this has really opened up an entirely new field in cancer treatment that we call immunotherapy. And we see that really as a fourth pillar of cancer treatment, joining surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation, and creating an entirely new way of approaching cancer treatment that can be combined with the other treatments or sometimes used in isolation alone.
Do you think we're going to get to a place because of this where people don't use chemotherapy and radiation to treat cancer?
Absolutely. I do believe that this will lead to insights and to opportunities to see this as a sole form of treatment and allow us to reduce the side effects associated with other treatments as we really look for new ways to treat cancer.
What kind of results have you seen in patients whose cancer treatment includes immunotherapy?
Well, we've seen spectacular results, including patients who are surviving for decades as a result of these novel treatments. When we look more specifically at the populations that have been treated by the drug that Jim's team has developed, we can see that 20% of those live for at least 3 years, with many patients living 10 years and beyond. These are really unprecedented results for patients who really had no other options.
James Allison started his career at MD Anderson in 1977, and then he returned in 2012 to work on the MD Anderson Moonshots program, which we've talked about before, basically allowing people to work on things that might pan out and might be game changers, or maybe they won't. How many examples like this have you had of the Moonshots program really giving you good results?
Well, this Moonshots program really has enabled us to move into what we think of as team-based science, and we're seeing tremendous successes as a result of this, both scientific discovery as well as policy initiatives that we've moved forward in Washington and Austin and other state capitals.
According to the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer, an estimated 18.1 million people will develop cancer and 9.6 million will die of cancer this year. How hopeful are you about the future of cancer treatment right now?
Right now, we're in an unprecedented era of cancer treatment. We have the combinations of targeted therapy, immunotherapy, and the use of science as a way to drive discovery, as opposed to the historical approaches of screening the environment for compounds that might have anti-cancer effect. This change in research strategy, coupled with the types of innovations that are heralded in today's Nobel Prize award, really open up avenues that create great opportunities for cancer patients in the future.
That's Dr. Peter Pisters, the president of the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. Thank you so much, and again, congratulations.
Thank you so much.